Children and adults alike need to experience how rewarding it is to work at the edge of their abilities. Resilience is the product of agency, knowing that what you can do can make a difference. Many of us remember what playing team sports, singing in the school choir, or playing in the marching band meant to us, especially if we had coaches or directors who believed in us, pushing us to excel and taught us that we could be better than we thought was possible. The children we reach need this experience. Athletics, playing music, dancing, and theatrical performances all promote agency and community. They also engage kids in novel challenges and unaccustomed roles. In a devastated post-industrial New England town, my friends Caroline and Eli Neuberger are teaching El Sistema, an orchestral music program that originated in Venezuela. Several of my students run an after-school program in Brazilian Capoeira in a high-crime area of Boston. And my colleagues at the Trauma Center continue the Trauma Drama program. Last year, I spent 3 weeks helping two boys prepare a scene from Julius Caesar. An effeminate, shy boy was playing Brutus and had to summon up his full force to put down Cassius, played by the class bully, who had to be coached to play a corrupt general begging for mercy. The scene came to life only after the bully talked about his father's violence and his own vow never to show weakness to anyone. Most bullies have themselves been bullied, and they despise kids who remind them of their own vulnerability. Brutus's powerful voice, on the other hand, emerged after he realized that he'd made himself invisible to deal with his own family violence. These intense communal efforts force kids to collaborate, compromise, and stay focused on the task at hand. Tensions often run high, but the kids stick with it because they want to earn the respect of their coaches or directors and don't want to let down the team. All feelings that are opposite to the vulnerability of being subjected to arbitrary abuse, the invisibility of neglect, and the godforsaken isolation of trauma. Our NCTSN programs are working. Kids become less anxious and emotionally reactive and are less aggressive or withdrawn. They get along better and their school performance improves. Their attention deficit, hyperactivity, and oppositional defiant problems decrease. And parents report that their children are sleeping better. Terrible things still happen to them and around them, but they are now able to talk about these events. They have built up the trust and resources to seek the help they need. Interventions are successful if they draw on our natural wellsprings of cooperation and on our inborn responses to safety, reciprocity, and imagination.